A little bit the Hidurim of Lulav. So we left off in Perek Tes. The Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk that relates Mamish to Tshuva and Yom Kippur. B'chol Eis, Shlomo HaMelech says over here, B'chol Eis, you bigodecho levonim. Every moment, your garment should be white. V'shemen al roishcho al yechso. Not clear what that means. We'll see. Rav Steinemann has an interesting pshat in the Gemara on Shabbos. So Rashi brings down, the Gemara on Shabbos says, Rashi brings it down here in the Pasuk. Moshul melech shehizmin b'nei odom l'sudov le'kovalem zman. You know, there's a big party coming up, and the king says the party is otot, but he doesn't tell you when it's going to happen. So there's a chocham and there's a tipish. Im chocham ot pikeach u miyad mechabes ksusoi v'roichetz v'soch v'chein b'chol yem. He's always ready to go to the king's party. He knows the king's party is coming. He knows that he's not going to get notice exactly when the party is starting. So he knows he got to be ready for the party. So every day he looks properly attired to go to the king's party. Avalaksilim oim remain suitable to toirach. And memele they shleppen zacharum. Basically, the nimshel is very simple, right? That we don't know when Hashem calls us back. We don't know when we get called back to Shemayim. And memele we have to always be ready to go back. B'chol eis you begadecho levonim. Your begadim should always be. So if you look at the end of Gemara and Shabbos, there's an Elas HaShachar, Rav Steinemann in the Sefer on Masech HaShabbos is oimed on this. B'chol eis yu begodecha levonim. Moshal o'inyin l'tshuva. And then he has an interesting pshat. He learns, Pasha shemen al rosh chol yechsa, Shlomo HaMelech saying, stam, there's a mile to have shemen, chvesvas, the mile of oil. It's not clear why he says shemen al rosh chol yechsa. He, Rav Steinemann, learns that a person has to go through life feeling like they have a white tuxedo. B'chol eis yu begodecho levonim. You should feel like you're wearing a white tuxedo. V'shemen al roishcho lo yechso. He says, therefore, you should look at it like you have oil on your head. V'tzorich mo'od lizor shelo yinotev me'ashemen shebekli al begodav. Hazoi fashteit, Rav Steinemann. I want to give you another idea how to understand this, and it'll answer another kasha that Rav Steinemann asks in that Gemara. Rav Steinemann has a whole arichas in his sefer on this Gemara in Shabbos, because the Gemara there in Shabbos gives another pshat. What Shlomo HaMelech means when he says "Bechol Eis Yu Begodecho Levonim"? What's he talking about? So the Gemara says "Bechol Eis Yu Begodecho Levonim Eilu Tzitzis Shemen Alosh Chol Yechso." Let's talk about film. So Rav Steinemann, like a good Litvish Rosh Hashiva, says, what do you mean? B'chol eis yu begodecho levonim? Tzitzis is a parasha. Ta'abel b'nei Yisrael, v'om out aleihem, v'osu lohem tzitzis. What does that have to do with koelos? Zogter Rav Steinemann, v'tzorech iyun, da'otu mitzvahs tzitzis u'tfilin yalfinan me'ach kro? Hare b'teure nema mefurish tzivu ilubash tzitzis. He's not makabel even the Marshal's pshat. The Marshal learns that the Gemara means, because we know today we don't have tchelis, at least most of us don't wear tchelis today. And even those that wear tchelis, it's only al tmisofik. They think, you know, maybe it could be. So l'maise, I always tell, whenever the tchelis people come to me and they try to get me to put on tchelis, I say, first you get, when they had that, I said, Reb Chaim Knievsky, I said, get Reb Chaim, get Reb Eliashiv. Get Reb Moshe, get, and then I'll, of course I'll run after them, but it's not starting by mitchelis. There are many different mamori chazal that are mashma that could be tchelis is not even it's gonus till osid lovay. There's a chazal like that the tchelis is gonus until osid lovay. Usfunei tmunei choel. It's a sifri. It's a shaila how to learn if it's here. But in every generation there's been people try to find tchelis. But the Marshal learns that that's what the pasuk is saying. B'chol leis yu begodecha levonim elu tzitzis. Masha saying it's saying that there's a mitzvah tefillin with tzitzis with lavan even without tchelas. B'chol leis would mean even in a time where you can't get tchelas yu begodecha levonim. Rav Steinemann, rightfully so, is ma'orer that also. The fact that Tchelos is not Ma'akev Lovan is Mefurish Adroshes. If you open up Maseches Menoches, there's a whole parak in Menoches that Tchelos ain't Ma'akev Lovan, and we have Droshes. We don't need this Pesach in Kehelos to tell me that Tchelos ain't Ma'akev Lovan. So that's Rav Steinemann's aura. Oh, you're getting close. Obviously, Shlomo Melech is telling us something unique about tzitzis. He's not just telling us tzitzis. That's Rav Steinemann's point. Rav Steinemann's point is, he's not just telling us tzitzis. So I think that we could say it's like this. Very often in Parsha Shlach, we're oimed on the whole inyan of the mitzvah of tzitzis and the shmir of tzitzis. And the shaila is, l'maisa inenu royas, we see that people wear tzitzis, and they do averis with the tzitzis. Right? The pasuk says tzitzis protects you, people do averis with tzitzis on. They could even have the tzitzis Rachman on sticking out, and they still do averis. Right? It's not Meskai, Muris, and Moisi, Yuschatim, is Kol Mitzvahis. So what's Pshat? How do you understand that? So I say you have to see a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos says that he was a Talmud Echad. The Talmud Echad who Nebuch wanted to do from the worst averis. To be Isaac Mamish and Znus. And he went to Karche Ayam. It's a whole Meridika Maisa there in the Gemara. Went to a far, far away place. Oisik Mamish with the worst of the worst. And he was about to do the Avera with this Zoyna. And his tzitzis, says the Gemara, says, Tofchu lo yalpon of the tzitzis hit him in the face. That's it. He stopped. And the lady that he was going to do the Avera with, the lady was Mishtemim. She never had such a maisa. So she told him, I'm not letting you leave until you tell me the name of your Rebbe, the name of your city, the name of your Rebbe, the name of the person who teaches you Torah. This is Yana Nishta Tzadekesel. Right? Anyway, they end up getting married. She ends up going to the yeshiva, she ends up going to his Rebbe, and she ends up, that's the end of the story. Voshtet in der Gemara. What's the takeaway? What do we take from this Gemara? So I wanted to say that Voshtet in der Gemara is Azei. This woman understood, it's very shayach that she saw other people that have tzitzis. This wasn't the first pair of tzitzis. It's other people with tzitzis. A lot of people with tzitzis. But she saw somebody's perish. At that moment, Mamish about to do a chet and he's perish from the tzitzis. She knew there's something behind the story. This is not just strings. So there's something behind it. Kinel mitzvah v'toyra oir. If the tzitzis is not, this is what you were trying to say, for Mahatish in the cup, the tzitzis alone is not magic. You need to shout them. You need to have a connection. She knew right away there's got to be a toyra oir. Why did he get impacted? And she was taka right. He had a yeshiva, he had a rebbe, he had something that the tzitzis was able to bring him back to. Yosef HaTzadik, he was about to do the chet with Eishes Potiphar. Nidmeloi demus tiyukne shalaviv. You think stamazai? It's because Yosef HaTzadik was mechuber. He was able to protect him. And that's what Chazal are telling us. You want to have the mile of tzitzis? Shemen al roish cholo yechzar. Your head has to be connected. If your head is connected, then you'll have the school of the tzitzis. If your head's not connected, you could have tzitzis ahin and tzitzis ahel. It's not going to help you. That's the link. And it could be that's what Chazal is telling us, the answers of Steinemann's kasha. Well, we don't know mitzvah tzitzis. We know mitzvah tzitzis. But Shlomo Melech is telling us another knetch. The knetch is that without the Shemen al Roishcho, then the tzitzis is not going to be making. Okay, let's go to Hilchas Lulav.